Good morning, everybody. It is September 10th, 2020. My name is Larry Jacobs, and this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Got my good friend Jim McGarry standing by from the Education Market Association. He's going to talk about the big changes that are happening with one of their big conferences, which is called Ed Spaces. And that's the conference that highlights architectural, classroom design, school design, etc. Obviously, they're going to have to move to a digital experience as opposed to a live one. So we're going to talk to Jim how they're going to do that, when it is, etc., etc. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. I'm proud to say our back-to-school issue of Equity and Access magazine at our American Consortium for Equity and Education is up on site, our online journal. It's a huge issue. It looks beautiful. Over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. Of course, we want you folks involved with our quest for equity, so please get involved in that. It's free to educators, an industry-supported organization. All right, again, ace-ed.org. You just click through on the online journal. You will love what you are reading. See some great advertisers in there who care about equity as well and accessibility to education. But the issue is just chock full of great information out there, so please check it out, ace-ed.org. You can follow us, by the way, over on Twitter at EduTalk Radio. On Facebook, it's Larry Jacobs and Education Talk Radio. LinkedIn, it's Larry Jacobs. And I have no idea why I didn't make that consistent, but I did not. And too late now to change it. It's set and all that sort of thing. So we'll go from there. Jim McGarry, you there, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, you know. These are interesting times we're living in, so we just have to put our heads down and keep running,
That's it. You got that right. And, you know, it's a land of opportunity. We're just going to make the best of it. We're going to see what happens. And it's changing, but who knows? There may be changes for the better when all said and done. We're going to give it a shot. By the way, I have a big hello to you from someone I was on the phone with yesterday who I know well, and I didn't put you two together, is Jill Akers from Fielding International, who says a big hello to Jim and Gary. There you go.
No, well, that's great. Yeah. We did a webinar with them not too long ago. It was fantastic.
I heard that, and I yelled at her, and I'll yell at you. Make sure you always tell me about those, okay, so we can help you publicize them, okay? So it's our pleasure to do that. All right. Ed Spaces, my friend, we're moving to digital, right? Do you need to explain why? I don't think you do, but if you'd like to, be my guest. Tell everybody what Ed Spaces is. I tried, yeah.
You know, Ed Spaces is the main industry event for the future of educational facilities, and it does bring together all the key stakeholders who are managing, designing, working in educational facilities. And we were holding out hope that maybe we could be the one event that happened this year in the industry, but we couldn't get a confirmation from the governor of North Carolina as to how many people could get together and when. So the convention center was great working with us. The hotels were great working with us, and we're going to go back to Charlotte in 2023.
Great.
But we are transitioning, and you're hearing this first because all of the marketing materials are actually going to start going out later today and tomorrow. So your audience is getting the first information about what's happening with the Ed Spaces digital experience.
All right. When is Ed Spaces? Tell everybody that, and thank you for letting us be first. When is it?
Well, so here's what we think is interesting.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, when they're transitioning these in-person meetings to digital meetings or to virtual meetings, all they're doing is taking what they were going to try to do in person and putting that online and calling it a virtual meeting. And we just didn't think that that really was going to accomplish the goals of the people that are attending. So we're actually splitting the event up a little bit over a three-week period of time with specific things that are happening over that time. One thing is that once the platform is open, and the platform's going to be open toward the end of October. We're looking at right now about October 21st is when attendees will be able to go onto the platform and look around the exhibit hall and begin to schedule appointments with other attendees, as well as with exhibitors, because one of the main things with EdSpaces is that it has always been a very appointment-driven event.
And a networking, a huge networking event for folks involved.
Exactly.
In
so,
yeah, it's key.
Yeah, nobody wants to just log on to their computer and sit in front of webinars for 8 hours a day. That's just not what this is about. This is about creating engagement with people that have specific issues that they're trying to solve and giving them the resources that they can do that. So we're using the interface we have has an AI-driven component. And when the attendees register, they're going to answer basically three questions about some of the challenges that they're faced with, what kinds of products are they interested in, and what specific areas of the school are they interested in. Mm-hmm. And based on that, it's going to suggest education sessions that they should listen
wow.
to, as well as different vendors that have products that kind of match up with what they're interested in, so that there's a real kind of connectivity that happens.
I love it.
Because, I mean, once again, when you're looking at what's a digital or a virtual exhibit hall? What's that even mean, right? So what we're trying to do is create a platform that makes meaningful engagement instead of people just going around and clicking on something that might look like a digital booth, but once you get in there, what do you even do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree with that. And by the way, this is very well thought out. Okay. And I am hearing, okay, you're the second one. The first one, by the way, was CASE, the Council of Administrators of Special Ed. They've really put, and you, I include you with them, you have put real thought into realizing what your conference needs to be and making that happen, okay, in a realistic manner, not pretending you're an avatar walking through a ridiculous cartoon, okay? That's
right.
Not what we're about, okay? And this is,
right.
I love what
yep.
you said, I'm going to repeat it, creating engagement and solving challenges, okay? And that's going to happen at EdSpaces. Starting, we go up October 21st, you can start to register, or registrants can go visit, let me put it that way. Okay, can they register now for this? Is the registration
open? It is going to be open next week.
Next week, okay. So today
next
we are September 10th. Yeah, September, so
yep.
the week is
yep.
September 14th. Okay, the
yep.
registration will be open. And why don't you explain who you are expecting to register? The titles of people, not the names, obviously.
Right.
Yeah.
So
most of the people on the education side that come are
superintendents who are getting ready to build or renovate, their schools, principals that have a new property that they're working with, and then also the whole facility side of the education market comes to this. The people that are responsible for actually managing and procuring and working with the facilities on an ongoing basis. And then we also have the architect and design community
right.
That comes. So they're the ones, obviously, that are designing the schools of the future. And then the whole distribution industry comes, the dealers that sell the products to the schools
right.
and offer them the solutions.
The furniture
and,
companies,
so
that sort of stuff, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So back to the schedule for just a minute,
yeah,
if you'll indulge me. So
you're indulged.
It's going to kick off with an innovation day, and that's the day where we're going to have our keynote address, who is Ted Dintersmith, and he's going to talk about what schools could be, what kind of small steps can people take to make big change, because we know budgets are tight. And so not everybody is going to be able to go out and, build a $10 million or $100 million new facility. So what are those things that can happen within the existing infrastructure that can really begin to leverage change as schools open back up? And we think that that's
mm-hmm.
a really important discussion to be having. And then after
Agreed.
That, one of the main reasons that people come to an exhibit is to see – what's new? What are the new products? So we're going to give all of the exhibitors an opportunity to send us little videos about all the new products,
yeah,
and we're going to
great.
Aggregate them and highlight them so that people can kind of go through and see what's new here. Who do I want to create meetings with? Where do I want to kind of understand what's going on? And then we're going to cap that day off with our Innovation Awards presentation. So
nice.
That whole first day is really just thinking about, you know, trying to create a different impression about what's happening out there and what's available. There's been a lot of new kind of COVID-oriented products that are in the marketplace.
I was just going to ask, I just wrote that down.
Yep.
I just wrote that down. And actually, let me ask that question. Okay. And you said you prefaced that little section of this by saying that, you know, budgets are going to be tight. People aren't building, or maybe they will be in some places, $10 million schools, although we still need those, by the way. Okay. And kids will be going back to school, hopefully in a proper learning environment. But the COVID has changed things. In fact, your good friend Jay Littman over at Fielding, we did a show last week, and it was all about the environmental changes that are needed in schools due to COVID. We have learned a lesson. In other words, windows do have to go up and down, okay? Or at least we have to ventilate the school and ventilate it properly, make sure that there's fresh air, make sure the kids are safe, et cetera. And what are you hearing, Jim? This is an important question because I want everybody listening to understand this. What are you hearing from all the folks you work with about how COVID has changed in some ways, certainly, the way the products are presented at the products that are presented at Ed Spaces. Okay, have you seen a sea change in what these companies are offering because of COVID?
I think one of the biggest things is the materials and the finishes that are being used. You know,
that's interesting.
How easily are they cleaned and maintained, and you know, can they withstand, you know, chemicals being on them on a regular basis?
Yeah. Wow.
And so that's one thing to kind of think about. And then the other thing is, I mean, we don't want to lose sight of sustainability in this whole process, right? So we don't want to go buy a whole bunch of stuff that hopefully a year from now, when there's a vaccine in this and we get back to some semblance of normal, whatever that is going to mean, that we're just throwing a whole bunch of stuff away too.
Yeah.
So
we don't want that. We do not want that to happen.
Right. So trying to use those resources wisely in a way that the products that are brought into the schools will, you know, have some useful life in the future as well.
Right. And by the way, while we're thinking about it, we did a show about 3 weeks ago. Okay. I want you to mention this. I think it's ISSA, you're the group that's doing the specialized cleanings of schools and gets the certification. You want to just mention that real quick, just so people understand that?
Sure. It's called the GBAC standard, GBAC.
Right.
And it is a certification that there's an individual certification for you know, the facilities folks within schools so that they can learn best practices about, you know, how to take care of their buildings. But then there's a facility certification, the GBAC Star, and that's the,
right,
that's the really the more important one. And it's not just education oriented. The sports stadiums you go to are going through that. The malls are going through it.
Yeah.
The other types of big facilities are using this. And what it does is it actually goes through all of the different areas of a facility and lays out a plan to help deal with any biohazards within that facility.
Makes these schools safe. And that's all on your website, right? That stuff.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Very good. Excellent. Ed, I better get the website down. Edmarket.org?
That's correct.
Yeah, my memory. I did that. Okay, edmarket.org. Please go over, check that out. You can also Google Ed Spaces, but it's edmarket.org. Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to make a point of that for people listening who may have missed the other show, and I'm sure they're going to be visiting at the conference as well because it is so, or at least be there virtually because it's so darn important, okay, that the schools be clean. And that's what's going to allow us to feel more comfortable sending kids back to school, et cetera. The environmental products, the ventilation products, have you seen an upswing in that? I hope so.
Yes, absolutely. And really trying to, you know, it's interesting how the pendulum swings. Like, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, we were much, well, not that we have, not currently focused on safety, but from a safety standpoint,
yeah,
it was, you know, shutting all the windows and not, and making sure all the access points were, you know, locked up and all that stuff. And now it's like, oh, we need airflow. We need
the
all
opposite.
The windows to open. And
yeah. it's, the world shifts. Well, what can I tell you? And I tell you, the architects that I talk to are right on top of this stuff. They know what they're doing. We have, by the way, in our new issue, we have a lot of good information about this exactly. Okay, over at ace-ed.org, everybody. You'll see what I'm talking about. The magazine's there. Just click through it. Interesting point. You know you're going to have these little videos, and I think this is a great way to do it, from your vendors that are going to be there, be they products, architects, whatever. And then you have your education sessions, all right? And I'm curious, this is an idea I love, which I heard from someone else, that they're going to have little commercials, maybe 30 seconds each, from a sponsor of a given presentation at their conference. In other words, this presentation is brought to you by the ABC Company, manufacturers of these great widgets. They're fabulous, okay, for teachers to use. Okay, that quick, and then it goes into the session. Talk about your sessions. And if you haven't thought of that idea, I think it's a good one. I'll pass on to you. Are the sessions sponsored? Will people – you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, sure.
I like the vendors.
The sessions are possible to be sponsored, and a vendor could – participate, but most of the sessions. So there's going to be a mixture of some pre-recorded sessions, but also ones that are live. But every session that we have, whether it's pre-recorded or live, will actually have a moderator that's there that will be able to work within the chat function.
Cool.
and answer questions and talk to people and try to once again make sure that there's engagement. Because who wants to sit in front of a screen for 3 days for, you know, Zoom webinars? Nobody wants to do
that.
Nobody. Right? So
then you've eliminated that
challenge.
We're
really trying to make sure that there's a way to engage during the course of all of the different sessions that are going on. And we're still going to have some of them that are actually breakouts. And so that we'll have like a 10 or 15 minute kind of thought-provoking presentation, and then people will go into different breakout rooms where be able to actually discuss ideas and to come up with solutions to those particular challenges.
Yeah, and there's so many challenges out there, by the way, and the kids still have to learn. The learning spaces have to be right. And this conference is a great conference. It was a terrific conference before any of this pandemic hit, and I think it's just going to be great this year. And I think you and the attendees are going to really be pleased with the way this works out. Okay, and one of the big factors, okay, within EdSpaces was going on the tours. Okay, you would take people to a tour of a given school or university or something to show them some of the work that's being done there regarding the facilities management, the facilities design, et cetera. Are you going to do tours this year?
We are going to do tours, and we are working very closely with the American Institute of Architects. And every year they have a competition for the best schools in the country. And so the schools that are going to be highlighted during the tours are going to be a sample of their award winners. So it's going to be fantastic.
That is going to be great. How are they going to work? Will you film them ahead of time, or what are you going to do? How's it going to work?
Yeah, they'll be each one is probably going to be a little bit different in terms of how they operate. But the idea behind this is that they will be able to be filmed and edited ahead of time, because we've seen some of these that happened live, and when you have somebody walking around with an iPhone or an iPad, and you know, it reminds us of, remember that movie that was the horror movie that was
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, we don't want the Blair Witch Project. So what we're trying to do is make sure that there's some production value here in these as well.
Right, it's not a detention hall for bad kids is a Blair Witch Project. You have to stand in the corner. Other than that, it's pretty good stuff. And this should be really interesting. And I know I'm going to use your show from Milwaukee last year. You go a tour on the various schools that you want to see around the Milwaukee area. Everybody gets on a bus and goes, and it's fun. You can see great stuff. Okay, but because this is virtual, okay, and I like Charlotte a lot. But are you just going to use schools around Charlotte, or will you now extend it to Wisconsin, Montana, a tour from anywhere, so to speak? It's virtual now.
Right, exactly. So, and keep in mind, we are going back to Charlotte in 3 years. So,
we
want to be, you know, what's new and innovative there now may still be what's new and innovative there in 3 years. So we don't necessarily want to tour them at this point in time. There will be one or two Charlotte schools in this, but I think of the six tours that we have planned, the other ones will all be from other areas of the country. And you're right. The beauty of this is we're not limited to what's in that particular area. I mean, that has been a bit of a challenge sometimes in the past if we go to a city that doesn't necessarily have something new and innovative to see.
Right. And actually, this is, I hate to say this, but you try to find some lemonade amongst the lemons. Okay. And that's what this is, one of them. All right. That we're able, people are expecting a virtual event that can be broadcast, so to speak, from anywhere. All right. Not to take away anything from Charlotte, because it's a fine city and they have good schools and all that. But it's an interesting little thing. What are the sessions going to focus on? Are they mostly pandemic oriented, or is it going back to the more normal circumstance?
Well, there's going to be we don't want to ignore the fact that this is happening, obviously. So I think each of the sessions is going to be looked at a bit through the lens of what are we experiencing right now. But also we need to keep in mind that, you know, the schools, well, some of the schools are already open. And so there are some experiences that they're having that they'll be able to relay to folks that are still trying to figure out how, when, where do we open our schools. And so there'll be some sessions that are focused around that. But we are still looking at really this intersection of pedagogy and space and technology and how they work for a student. And so we don't want to lose sight of that because, you know, once again, we think that this is a temporary situation, not a permanent situation. We will learn some things and change some things from this, but eventually we want to be able to get back that we can, you know, have students together in a makerspace working on things instead of, you know, sitting in front of their computer screens.
That matters. That does matter.
Yep.
Okay. It really does. And we are doing the best we can with virtual. Okay, but we do need to get kids back to school when it is safe. And I'd leave that to every school district to determine that. That's what has to be done. For example, here where I live in rural Maine, okay, it's a lot safer than in the city of Boston. Okay, so, you know, the schools are going to open differently here than they do somewhere else. It's just that simple. It sounds like you have really thought this through. I really love this idea, and I have this odd feeling you're going to really have a good conference. I mean, I think this is really well thought out, all right? And I think, and you know, when I think of you, I think of blueprints. Remember, they still use blueprints. Now they use CAD, I guess, okay? All right, it's like Scotch tape. You know, it's like the Mimeo machine. Now they don't use that anymore, all right? But my point is, all right, ed spaces, I think of blueprints, of planning, of all that sort of stuff. And I think virtually, all right, of course, it's more fun and better when you're at a place and you're having a good time with everybody and networking and seeing and touching things. But I think this is going to work out just great for you. I really and truly do. You know,
I mean, more people should be able to have access because
that
you don't have to travel. You don't have the expense of travel, the expense of the hotel, the expense of the other things. I mean, for someone from a school district to participate who's a member of our organization, it's only $149 for all of this information and access. And then the other thing that's kind of a lemonade from lemons is when you go to an event, even though we say, well, we have 50 education sessions, you can really only go to six or seven. Well, because we're going to actually be recording everything is going to be available post-conference on demand. So people will have, a lot more opportunity to learn and to share knowledge with their peers after the event is over as well.
It's unbelievable. $149, that's all it costs per person?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cheap. That's good. Okay, that's
well,
fabulous.
Well, we want people engaged. And actually, if somebody just wants to go to the exhibit hall, the exhibit hall is free.
Will they be able to interact with the vendors if they go for free?
Yep.
So they could actually have a virtual meeting with one of the vendors, okay, and learn about their products, their needs, talk about their school at no charge. But if they want to go as well to the tours, see the tours, and also to the presentations, then it's only $149.
Yep, that's all it is.
You have to be able to sell that. There's no way you can't sell this to 12,000 school districts.
Well, I appreciate you helping me out here.
we'll do anything we can. That is great, man. I got to tell you, that is really something very, very cool to know. All right, I hope we have a lot of listeners today, and I'm going to make a point of that. Are you going to be sending me a press release on this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, send it to me, and we'll make sure we get it up on every one of our sites, because it's just this is really going to be just terrific. And one other thing, which considering the price, I feel silly asking this, but you used to give scholarships. Okay, in other words, you had a fund where if a school district couldn't pay to attend, you would help that person attend. Okay, are the scholarships still going on, or what?
Well, we had offered 130 scholarships to our in-person event, and we are going to honor them. So all of the people that were awarded those scholarships will get a complimentary registration to the event.
Okay, but that's done now. That's done.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, good. And I'm saying 104. This is incredible. Okay, you're going to have a really good conference. This is really good stuff. Do you want us to do anything live from the conference? We can do a podcast live.
Yeah, we should talk about that. Let's
do that.
Let's
okay.
Cycle back. Yep.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And by the way, you mentioned Ted. I had his name here. Denter Smith. Is that right?
Denter Smith. Yep.
Yeah. Who you mentioned him, but I don't know who he is. The name sounds familiar for some reason, but I can't place it. Who is he?
Well, he's written some interesting books. He did some work with Sir Ken Robinson, and
who just died. Just passed away from cancer.
And,
yeah, tragedy.
Yeah, very, very sad. And he was great with us. He was our keynote address 2.5 years ago.
Oh, well. Wow.
Was really, really thought-provoking. But,
he's something. Yeah.
But Ted was worked on Wall Street and, did well for himself. And he was not happy with his children's education and what was happening. So he took it upon himself to go and visit about 100 different schools wrote a book and has done some interesting things about schools and what's successful and what's not successful. And really, really well thought out and is very focused, as I said earlier, on – you know, everybody can't go and build a brand new shiny building, but there are things you can do that are small things that make huge incremental change. And that's what he will be talking about.
You're exactly right. Okay. And the journey of a small step, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a small step. All right. But the things we need right now and where you guys are positioned at EdSpaces is perfect for this era, this crazy era that we are currently living through. Okay, you've always been in the right place. Now you're really in the right place. And this is good stuff, all right? And, I just wish you the best of luck with this. We will do anything we can to help you push attendance and get people interested. Okay, and I'd love to do a show with some of your folks while the conference is going on if you want to.
Sounds great.
Okay, thanks, buddy. This is good stuff. Okay, you're going to have a terrific conference. It's going to be a great experience. Okay, Jim, it's going to be great.
Well, that's what we're planning. Is we're really trying to focus on letting people have a chance to interact and meet folks and engage, because that's a huge. Those serendipitous meetings that happen at events are a big part of what's there. And and most of the time when you think about this virtual thing, all we're doing is connecting exhibitors and attendees, but our AI component is going to suggest other attendees. So a superintendent that's there will get suggested some other superintendents that may have some either expertise or similar challenges or needs. And so they have an opportunity to explore those connections as well.
And I'll say it again, for $149, a school district has to be nuts not to send as many people as they can and have them experience this. $149 per person, okay, for Ed Spaces this year. Unbelievable. Good luck, my friend. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good one. Stay safe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Jim McGarry, everybody, from the Ed Market Association, edmarket.org. They produce Ed Spaces, which is going to be quite an amazing virtual experience. Jim thinks things out, okay? And this is going to be really good. Creating engagement, solving challenges. That's what it's about virtually, and Jim has thought this through. Edmarket.org, and I'll say it again, for $149, he should have well over 12,000 attendees. Okay, every school district needs to be there. So if you're listening, tell the folks, okay, about this. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out over at EduTalk Radio. Please go over ace-ed.org. Our new issue is up there, the back-to-school issue of Equity and Access, and you can join our consortium. It's free to educators. My name is Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening.